Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Especially for its time. Now this is Paula Abdul, former Lakers cheerleader, future American Idol judge. But this was
she was there for a while.
Yeah, long time.
Until it looked like she got stung by a bunch of bees.
Oh no, that's not nice.
No, it happened.
I don't think she got stung by a bunch of bees.
No,
no.
What happened?
I don't know, but not that. And I don't think we should objectify women and make fun of their appearance on the radio.
Oh, really?
Who am
sure, coming. I was going to say, I'm sorry, who are you and what'd you do with Andy Hart?
There's a first time for everything, right, Andy?
Boo, Brad Marchand. Boo you.
Oh, this is awkward.
And why? 774, the first text that comes in. Why are we booing? Because he's not on the Bruins anymore. He's got the wrong color sweater on, and it's the worst color sweater, or one of the worst, one of the worst, two
white?
Or three. The Florida Panthers, we hate them. We've always hated them. We still hate them. And what did they do last year? Another reason to boo him? They won the Stanley Cup, and he comes back, and there's also other layers to it. Why is he in Florida? Seemed like he wanted to be in Florida when things went sideways in negotiations with the Bruins. Why did things go sideways with the Bruins in general? I don't know. Maybe their captain wasn't a great captain when he put the C on his chest, Brad Marchand. Great player. Great player. We'll get into that in a minute. But Brad Marchand, there's some things to not necessarily love about how things ended in his time in Boston and why he's in Florida.
I have no qualms about any of his time whatsoever. He was always a pain in the ass, but he was our pain in the ass.
Not even when he went after Rich Keefe?
I mean, you know.
Threaten to stuff him in a closet or something?
Well, you know, okay. Well, it wasn't particularly nice the way that he handled himself. I'm talking about on the ice. I have no issue with Brad Marchand on the ice. The way Brad Marchand composed himself, he was our rat. He was our pain in the ass, our Pedroia, our Edelman, whatever other player. The quintessential definition of, man, I would hate to play against that guy, but boy, don't you love him when he's on your team.
And now which team's he on?
The other team. So it's fun to hate him tonight. Yeah, so you have to, geez Louise, people. You cheered Brady pregame, and then you booed him during his introductions on a very famous rainy night, October 2021.
Boo.
You have to. That's called fandom. You're allowed. No one holds it against him.
So I use this, and I put up for the first time ever, we broke a record today. I did two polls about WEEI.
Oh, you did?
I did, and they couldn't be more different. One is literally 50-50 right now, and I don't know that we've ever had a 50-50 poll, but it is not the Brad Marchand poll. I said Bruins fans, how will you greet? I almost said great, but we fixed it. Groupthink, thank you. Brad Marchand at the Garden tonight. Boo, cheer, or silence? A Rob Gronkowski, 87% will be cheering.
They should be.
Brad Marchand, and then 8% booing and 5% going with silence.
5% of the audience is liars.
Plus, no one will know, because if 87% are cheering,
how am I going to know who's
you're just
silent?
The guy doing nothing there. We can't tell silence.
I'm just going to fold my arms and
moment
eat my
of silence. So 87% will cheer Brad Marchand, and he talked about it.
he's wondering, like, will it evolve as the night goes on, depending on what he does and how the game goes? Is it a pregame cheer turn into a third quarter boo when he undercuts somebody and flips Pastrnak over his shoulder into the air and he gets hurt or something? Not that that will necessarily happen, no. But it could happen.
Makes a dirty play, Bruins. I mean,
when he makes a dirty play.
You think
play,
he's gonna?
The only question is, do the cameras catch it? He's Brad Marchand.
Does he? Yeah, then again.
There's a hockey game, there's ice, there's skates. When he makes a dirty play.
The parable of the scorpion and the frog, yeah. I mean, this is exactly how it's going to happen. Does he target somebody? Does he think to himself, all right, who's kind of the newest Bruin? Who don't they have, like, an affinity for who I can, like, cheap shot? That way.
Zadorov, why don't you put your big ones on the table and go after him?
Imagine that.
I would love it.
Imagine that.
And he
How many fist fights
squish
has he ever
like been? Bug.
Yeah.
Squish like bug. So Brad Marchand is back at the Garden tonight. The Panthers are at the Garden. Boy, could the Bruins use a victory. 4-game losing streak after a 3-game winning streak.
Mm.
Sub .500. You didn't get any points on that tough West Coast trip. You did have a nice, I guess, poker tournament before the 3 games started. I heard Marco Sturm talking about that. They had a team poker tournament and a couple other events out there, but it did not turn into victories on the ice.
There you go, a 207, a Mena. Yeah. Brad Marchand is in Florida for the same reason Mookie's in L.A. Boston wouldn't put a good team around him.
Yeah, but he legit picked Florida. Dan Ball, is that fair? Is my assessment and my recollection that he basically handpicked Florida?
Yeah, he had trade protection in his contract, so he was able to dictate, what? Well, if you're going to trade me, here's where you trade me, and it cost them some value in that trade.
Right.
Where, as you make fun of, they don't get that first-round pick until 2072.
Right.
Right.
He'll be retired by then.
Yeah, he might. Who knows? Never know. A lot of kids to pay for. I can't hold it against him. What are you going to do? Like, if you're in Brad Marchand's shoes last year, they're smaller shoes, so if you're in his shoes, do you say, you know what, trade me to a team that sucks? I don't want to go to the playoffs. Of course you say I want to go to a contender.
Just be a Bruin for life and take the deal they were offering. And I know I'm being a little provincial or whatever and taking the side of the team and in Cam's pocket.
What would you do if you were him?
I'd probably be gone. I'd probably be playing in Florida.
Uh-huh.
It's all right, Andy.
Knowing myself.
You know, they just call people like us loyal. That's true.
I'd be with the Bruins for life.
Please.
Stanley, neither
of us can even skate.
Loyal to a fault, Andy and I.
So you'd be booing, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's okay. It's also just playing sports. Like, it's the villain. I said to you guys, Ric Flair, the whole old thing, right? You're either with us or you're against us. Fitzy, you just said it.
That's
He's
right.
the guy you always said, yeah, I love rooting for him, but I'd hate to play it.
Yeah.
And you're now playing against
him. Good. So now you get to, so you cheer him in introductions and let him know with a video. He gets emotional. There'll be stick taps, the whole thing. Then when the game starts, you boo every time that he touches the puck.
Yeah,
well, like
that's
Kyrie?
That's, yeah, what's that?
One of those Kyrie touches where you boo every time.
Let's not bring the Kyrie
Dan
thing
Ball
up.
Is Boston, nodding.
Absolutely.
Boston did not look its best during the Kyrie. He brought out the worst in us, and I'm glad we don't have to deal with that but once a year. I have this question. I'm just going to do a verbal poll on the fly. Here we go. Ready? What is the most likely outcome tonight?
Bruins lose. I feel like that's a safe pick all year.
Okay, hold on. Let me get to it. Bruins start out hot. Eventually, the best team prevails. Panthers win. Bruins, somehow buoyed by the emotion of Marchand, put on the performance of the season, sneak out a surprise dub, or Bruins get their asses handed to them.
I think they have a sub .500 record as well to start off the new season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses. plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
They're missing out Kachuk.
Yeah, but they're also better than you. They're the Stanley Cup champions. Yeah. You dismantled your roster last year. Like, you're at the opposite ends
which
of the spectrum.
Which is why he's playing for the Stanley Cup champions.
He will fight Jeannot. You think that's a chance? That's the pick of the text line. He'll fight Jeannot. And is that somebody he can pick out and actually erupt that? I got to tell you, that I'll cheer. If Brad Marchand gets in a fight tonight on the Garden Ice, I'll actually cheer that. I'll hope he gets knocked out or whatever, because, again, you're wearing the wrong sweater.
How about just lose?
Okay, well, you know what I mean. I don't mean, like, actually knocked out cold, flat on the ice.
You said knocked out.
Not like, what's his name last night, Mike Evans on the turf.
Oof.
He was knocked the bleep out. That was bad.
That's too bad. That was a catch, too.
It was a catch until he was cold.
Yeah. Are we sure we know what it was? I mean, nobody knows
all
what a catch
right,
is.
All right, all right.
That's a fair point.
Put your feud with the officials away. But we have a deeper question here, because it seems everybody's cheering Brad Marchand because apparently Boston has gone soft, right? The only people that aren't, I can't say the opposite of soft, but, you know, that are sticking to our roots is me and Stiz and Dan Ball.
Brad Marchand anytime goal scorer plus 165 tonight, by the way.
Yeah, you like a little juice on that.
Yeah, like? I feel like I kind of love that.
Swayman in net. I like it even better if Swayman's in net.
How are you guys sticking to your roots and I'm not?
Because we are hardcore sports fans in Boston. We are blue-collar.
Yeah.
We're badass.
Home team or no team.
Right, yeah. Exactly. I root for the jersey, the spoke B.
Right. Hold on. When the show's over.
I don't root for Brady elsewhere.
I'm picking up my Xenia suit and then my wheel of Cave Age Gouda and my my Chardonnay, and I'll be having one of my Fitzy tailgates on the causeway.
Them. You're a hater if I ever saw one.
I've been right more often than not, and it drives you crazy.
Brad Marchand returns to the Garden, and Dan Ball has the question, is he a Hall of Famer? And Dan Ball, I love when you put the stats in because it makes the answer simple. When you put it on paper, he's a Hall of Famer.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Like, everything, second player since 68 to score 5-plus goals in multiple cup finals. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the opposite of Marty Schottenheimer. He has the regular season numbers, and then has the cups and the contributions to cups, and even more so with two different franchises. And almost in two different eras of hockey as well. Like, there was a long time between the cups. So Brad Marchand, and I give him great credit for that, because he started out as Fitzy said, a rat, a pain in the ass, like a thorn in your side. And then all of a sudden, you weren't sure exactly when it happened. You're like, wait, he's also one of the best players in hockey. And I think that's a fascinating career trajectory.
Did you begrudge him a second of the epic party run he went on this past summer?
No, there's nothing better than that photo on the golf cart with a coffee, a vodka, a beer, like an upper, a downer, an energy drink. He had everything.
How about
the
chants and the cheers? I had no idea they actually did New Orleans balcony parties in freaking Sunrise, Florida.
I loved what he did the other night when he got cross-checked and then went old school, dirty Brad Marchand. But now he's on Garden Ice. He's facing the Bruins.
Yeah.
And he gets his ass booed. So, Brad Marchand, boo away, cheer away. Hopefully we have a fun game tonight. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we have a check presentation. Is that correct, Fitzy?
Yes, indeed. That would be correct, sir. Our friends from Doubles for Diabetes will be coming in. The American Association Against Diabetes will be joining us here live in studio to celebrate our season-long campaign. That comes up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.